So I decided to put my name in the hat. I was about to tell a story to my friends at the table, and I said, wait, I could actually tell this story in front of everyone. It'll fit. I'm going to make it fit. So 3 years ago, I turned 40. And before I turned 40, thank you, I decided I was going to do something different every day, something I hadn't done before for the 40 days leading up to my 40th birthday. So I was trying to be fairly creative because every day, 40 days in a row, you got to come up with something new. Some of those things were planned, some were not. So I was walking on the avenue in Hamden with my good friend Christine, and we were heading to lunch, a nice long 2-3 hour lunch at 13.5, and we ran into a friend of hers named Alexis. Alexis, see in the crowd? I hope not. Okay, good. I won't be as embarrassed. So Alexis is an attractive young lady, and I'm single. And she's an artist, as I found out in our conversation. And I said, oh, you know, I bet you couldn't teach me how to draw. I'm a horrible artist. I could not possibly learn how to draw or paint, and even though I would love to do that and love artistic people. She said, oh, I definitely could teach you. I'm an art teacher. I can teach anyone to draw. I guarantee it. I said, well, I'm doing this 40 days of 40 thing. Would you be willing to kind of teach me how to draw? That would be a great thing to add on to my list. So it was obviously I was just flirting with her, but it turned into an actual pseudo date. I didn't have to pay for her services, but I did have to buy her lunch. Oh, sorry. Oh, Alexis, if you're listening, wherever this is going. Sorry, I didn't mean it that way. So I bought her lunch at the Evergreen, putting some local flair here. And she taught me how to draw circles and how to look at shading and perspective and had me read these articles. And we had a couple meetings. And I really thought she was, you know, she was good at what she did. I improved along the way. I was impressed that I could actually imitate some things. So sort of a hidden talent there that I was angling for, but was not quite there yet. And I had a day come up that I had nothing planned, and I was kind of scratching around trying to figure out. I had done all sorts of things in these 4 days before. I'm not going to bore you with it. But so it was like 5 o'clock at night. I'm scrambling trying to figure out what am I going to do tonight that I've never done before. And someone had sent an email or Facebook and talked about Dr. Sketchy or Mr. Sketchy right here at the Wind-Up Space. And this is probably about 3 years ago to the day. And it's a place where you can draw figures of people and come and draw with other people. It's Dr. Sketchy. They would have a couple of nude models come up, and you can draw them and drink beer. And I thought, that sounds like a good time. Hey, Alexis, you want to go to Dr. Sketchy? So she said, sure. So this was our first kind of pseudo date. We came to Dr. Sketchy. There's tables set up and young ladies up front disrobe. And I felt very much like that, you know, middle school kid who dreams of going to some drawing class where the naked lady comes out. And I'm drawing stick figures, basically, while everyone else there is like real artists. But Alexis was with me, so, you know, it looked like I was legit. But I had never been to the Wind-Up Space. I had never been to this Dr. Sketchy thing. And it was dinner time, and I was starving. And so fortunately, thank you, Russell, he provides some menus where you can order from Joe Squared. And I thought, yeah, I want to get some pizza. I ordered. This was before we're all set up. So about a half an hour into drawing nude people and me feeling like I'm clueless of what I'm doing, and someone's going to spot me and see all my stick figures, because they would go around after each drawing session and people would like show their nice drawings. I was kind of hiding mine. And then all of a sudden in the back comes, hey, who ordered the pizza? Who ordered the pepperoni pizza? And I'm like, oh my God, I've been caught. I've been found out. So yes, I kind of had to wave my hand. I'd go back, pay the guy. And here I am drawing naked ladies with Alexis, with my pizza, and I think the hidden town is that I had none.